The camp started Monday and goes through Friday at Bingham, Bissett, Boyd, Bowerman, Robertson, Watkins, Weaver, Westport, and York elementary schools. This is the sixth year it's been offered, but this is the first year to have it at multiple sites, and more kids than ever are being served. Erica Harris, Director of Early Childhood and Family Development at the Community Partnership of the Ozarks, says 215 kids are attending the camp this week for 2.5 hours each day in preparation for kindergarten.
They learn so much. They learn not only the ABCs and 1-2-3s and colors and those basic skills that we all think of when we think of kindergarten readiness, but they're learning to stand in line and to ask good questions and to problem solve. They're learning to get along with others.
She says many of the kids attending have never been in a classroom setting and have never had to follow directions or work in a group.
They're learning a great deal that will make them a core group of leaders in their kindergarten classrooms when they arrive in about a month.
Harris says studies show that 20% of kids entering Springfield Public Schools each year as kindergartners aren't ready to be there. The camp addresses the needs of those kids and gets them ready for their first day of kindergarten. And she says the camp allows educators to spot problems and address them early. One child attending camp this week was diagnosed with learning disabilities. The district is already in the process of hiring a paraprofessional to assist in his classroom. So not only will he get the extra help he needs, but the teacher will be able to focus more on the classroom as a whole.
All right, boys and girls, you have 1 more minute to do whatever you want with your Play-Doh.
The 5 boys and girls in this classroom at Bingham were busy playing with Play-Doh as their teacher watched.
Good. How many polka dots do you have?
I can't count.
Well, let's see how many we can count. Here's
the dots one little girl made in her dough provided a learning opportunity as the teacher asked her to count them. Kylie Boone said she'd already made one friend this week, while Abigail Clutter said she'd made a lot of friends. And this reporter told them something they'd already figured out.
Kindergarten is so much fun. You guys will love it.
I know. I came here the other day and I liked it.
Kindergarten camp is funded through community support, funding from local businesses as well as private family foundations. Harris says they'd love to expand the program even more next year, but it's going to take even more support from the community. A $40 donation will send a child to camp for a week, and an $800 donation will send 15 to 20 kids to camp. To learn more, compartnership.org/kindergartencamp. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.